hang on the lights, watch for insects, you know. We just call them hop toads.
Hop toads?
Hop toads.
Did you ever have any that stay in bushes and sing? Make a chirping sound?
Tree frogs.
Those are tree frogs?
Yeah. You see, I think they're a pretty good sign of rain when they start croaking.
I see.
And believe it or not, them tree frogs can sway like a flying squirrel.
They can.
Anybody ever tell you that?
No, no.
I ran into some bushes one time when I was out on a rural route and got one off on my windshield. And I watched them, let them say to see what he can do. After a while, I passed by one of the ditches of water there, about 15 feet away. He saw that. He knew that was home, sweet home. And he hopped those 15 feet.
He did.
I got to examine one foot after a while, and I found out that he had a pretty good flatten out that way, like a glider out of it.
A web,
Like a flying squirrel. He hadn't got those wings whenever he's up a tree, but the skin grows right up to his elbow there.
Mm.
Nothing but this part of his leg sticking out. And when he gets ready to hop, you know, he just stick those, those legs straight out, and he turns into a square object.
He just glides.
He's oblong square. Mm-hmm. And he's taken for a rally, now he can go 200 feet from one tall tree and another.
I never knew that.
Yeah, that toad had the same habit of gliding on those flattened out palms. He couldn't have gone to that water 15 feet away. He glided there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't jump that distance. He
couldn't have the strength.
Now, I've always a student of nature, as that book will tell you there. I'm watching things, always learning things.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my children, you know, but I didn't grieve anybody because I didn't get through college. I said, everything that's worth knowing is learned out here in the woods. I said, men like me, you know, write it up and put it in books so you children raised this day and time won't be utterly ignorant, you know. Because you didn't have a chance, you know. They look at one another and kind of laugh, you know. I bet you they thought about that many times.
I bet they did.
And they found out how wonderful true that was.
Yeah, I bet.
Somebody's got to discover that out here, you know.
Well, I hope people have a tendency to respect nature and live with it without destroying it, you know. Something we have to learn to do again.
It's a wonderful thing. It would be wonderful if everybody had the same love of nature and wanted to protect it instead of destroying it. That's what I built this place out here for. I told them I wanted to be truthfully said that whenever I'm gone from here, that I left one little spot in the world more beautiful than I found it.
Mm-hmm. I think you can say that. You can say that.
People who come here and sit around with me for a long time, they go away and say they feel spiritually refreshed, bodily and spiritually.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a great place to just to sit and think and rest. And
I've had men high in government work say the time is coming for them to retire instead of get anything in the world. They had a place like this to retire to.
I thought of that as I came up.
Yeah, you did, eh?
Love to retire here. How about worms, just ordinary worms that you dig for bait? What do you call those here?
They call them wigglers, earthworms.
Real thick, fat worms.
Grubworms? Yeah.
What are Georgia wigglers? What does that mean?
Well, he's a different kind of the same thing. He's just more active, more life into him.
I see.
Whenever you get a hold of him, he just gets throws a fit.
I see.
These other fellows, they behave very nice, you know, in captivity. When you dig one out, he don't cut the buck. He's a wiggler, wiggle out of your fingers, it's about. He's trying to get a hook in him to catching a big brim over there, you know.
I see. Like that. That's why they're called wigglers.
Yeah. Wigglers.
And the insect that sends off light when he flies around at night,
Flying lightning bug.
Uh-huh.